Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. I am very passionate about the topic for this episode today, and I'm also a little nervous, mainly because I am fostering two 10-week-old kittens who are currently napping on my desk, although one just opened its eyes and looked at me. And I'm just going to have to speak for a little bit and hope they can just sleep through it and be peaceful. But they are so adorable and snuggle up and then they play and they suck on my fingers because they are still babies. And I'm just so in love with them. So that's going on in my life. So that's been a lot and just so much fun. And I'm also going back to the States for the month of May. I've got a wedding, a bachelorette party, seeing my family. And so I will be in Denver. I will be in Virginia and I will be in Austin, Texas. So if you're in any of those areas, hit me up on social media and maybe we can connect or plan something or do a little meet up there. So I've got a lot going on, and also right now, Create Your Shape is open for enrollment. So ladies have been applying, they've been signing up, and then I'm getting them all situated on the back end. So a lot going on right now, but I'm really pumped for these ladies because Create Your Shape is all about building muscle and decreasing body fat and really having your shape represent the effort that you're putting in. It's specifically designed for lifting ladies, for your go-getter ladies who are already conscious of their nutrition, but maybe are just missing the strategy. They're missing like the understanding of how to put it all together to actually create the change and actually get the results that they're after. That's what we're doing in this program. And I'm really passionate about it because I am always investing in various programs, whether it's for my, you know, physical appearance, whether it's for my health, my business, like my personal development. Like I am a evolved. I don't think that's the term I'm looking for. Like I am always looking to evolve. That's what it is. And I do that through investing in different courses, different programs, all of it. And I love doing that. But something that I've noticed recently is that I'm seeing a lot more of them. And I always question the kind of the how much they're in it for me as well. And not necessarily that I need to be like handheld through a program. That's definitely not the case. Like I'll take full ownership, but I want to know like how are we like tracking progress and ensuring I get the results? Like how is that set up within the program? So it's something that I know I really look for. And so something that I've put into my program because I'm sure my ladies are like me and look for that too. So today I want to go over the 6 ways that I ensure progress with my ladies. And these 6 have come through or have been created based on, I think I'm into 23 rounds now of Create Your Shape, right? So any obstacles I see, any holes that I was seeing, like I constantly am improving the program. So that way, again, I ensure that ladies get what they came for and get what they signed up for. And like I mentioned, like my ladies are go-getters. They're prideful. Like they take full ownership of their journey. But I recognize that like I am the expert. I know the exact process to get them from where they are to where they want to be. And I know what changes they should be making and how to adjust their plan if they're not along the way. Like it's all part of it, right? So here are the 6 ways that I ensure progress in the Create Your Shape program. And before I go into that, just a reminder, Create Your Shape is open for enrollment right now and it closes tomorrow. So April 27th, enrollment closes. This is for the June class. So you want to get signed up today. And you can do that by going to jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. All right, so here are the 6 ways that I ensure my ladies get what they signed up for. So the first one is stoplight tracking. Are you trending as green, yellow, or red? And Essentially, each week I collect this information of your true opinion of how you feel you are tracking. There might be occasional yellows because sometimes life happens or you have an off week or things like that. Like that's expected in the journey. But if it is a red, that is a light bulb. Literally, it shows up as bright red. That lets me know, okay, we got to investigate what's going on their end for why they think they are a red. What's going on? What adjustments do we need to make? What specific coaching? And then let's look at all of these other five metrics that I track to see what the root issue is. So this is really like goes beyond the data that we're going to talk about and how you're feeling, right, about your progress. All right, so that is one. Number two, key metric tracking. What does the data say? Because we're human beings, we're emotional beings, and so I think it is valid to know how we're feeling about our progress and investigate that and look at that, but also let's remove all of that and let's just look at the facts. What are the facts telling us, and are they going in the right direction or are they not? And then we can make nutrition, like scientific decisions based on those facts. So every week I'm going to collect photos from my ladies. I'm going to collect weight. I'm going to collect weights used in the gym, hunger levels, sleep, like all of the data. And then we can double click down on, okay, which one of those is off or not. Again, we can coach on that or make adjustments on that. So that is the second piece that lets us know a little bit more of the fact side of how things are trending. All right, the third one is a DEXA scan. So I have my ladies get DEXA scans done before we start the program and then at the end of the program. And essentially a DEXA scan is an accurate body fat and lean muscle mass reading. It's like, it looks like a tanning bed where you go in and you lay down for 10 minutes and then it captures this data. So again, it is just way more accurate and concrete versus just, oh, how are you feeling? Or what does the scale say, right? Because you guys are at the level where we're not just focused on weight loss. We're like really fine tuning your shape and your body. And so a DEXA scan can inform us at the beginning, okay, what's your lean muscle mass and where is it located on your body? And what is your body fat percentage and where is that located on your body? And then we can get that done again and actually get true results of like, yeah, you built 3 pounds of muscle and you lost 2% body fat. You lost 7% body fat, right? And we can actually get a little bit more fine-tuned with the actual numbers. One of my ladies, Erin, actually just got her updated DEXA scan done. And she went from 37% body fat to 28% body fat. I think like the actual change was a 9.6% decrease in body fat, which is just insane. I'm so pumped for her. And she could also measure just specifically her body fat change in pounds, which was she was down 19.5 pounds of body fat. So, so good. And we could get the specifics from the DEXA scan that we implemented. So that's number three. Number four, tape measurements. Essentially, this is the old school way of literally getting a tape measure, wrapping it around your body and tracking your size. Are you losing inches around your waist? I actually just had one of my ladies and she's 1 month in, or is it 2 months in? 2 months in, and she is losing inches around her thighs. And we're able to pinpoint that because we're tracking this. Are you gaining around your glutes? Like, let's say your goal is to build muscle and build glutes. Like, I had one lady who's like, I built 2 inches on my glutes. And she was so pumped about that because that was her goal. So again, just being a little bit more precise and making sure that we're on track there and that we're trending in the direction that we want to trend. Just another way. I don't rely solely on just one of these. This is why I really think about it like a holistic perspective or 360 almost, where we want to look at all of these different factors. Okay, So then those are a little bit more like, one, how are you feeling? Two, what is all of the data saying? Let's really rely on the facts. And then the last metrics are a little bit more like covering anything that doesn't get covered outside of that. So number five is a what's not working section on the check-in form. Because you could be hitting all of the macros and you could be, you know, from a like lab experiment, everything could be checking off. But you're also a human being, right? Where you also have a life and you have different events going on in your life. You have careers, social events, vacations, all of these things. And you are a human being who's going to run into different issues outside of just the data. So I want to know, okay, outside of the data, are you feeling like you are getting stuck when you're going out to eat? Are you feeling like you're sick of your meals? Like, what isn't working that we can make more efficient, that we can make easier on you? Like, what other support and other coaching do you need? And so every week I collect that on the check-in form if there is anything, so that way we can make sure to address it. And then number six, conversations. Going back to the old school way of communicating and making progress. So every week during our weekly coaching call, I open it up for additional coaching and questions. And I may have some teachings I want to do on that call. I may have some specific questions for specific people based on what I'm seeing, based on what I've reviewed for those other data points that I've talked about or what I'm seeing in the check-in. But let's say for some reason, your concerns still haven't been addressed, or something comes up on the call as we're going through things. That way we can discuss it. You can bring it up. We can talk through it. We can talk about it. Just last week, this happened where one of my ladies, she was making all the progress. Like all the data was showing, okay, we're going in the right direction. And she was just feeling blah. And so we dove into that and like we went deep into that. And other ladies jumped in on the call and we like really opened it up and did a lot of coaching on that. And then the next week, we came to the call and she was like, oh, I'm in much better spirits now. I implemented everything that we talked about. And then somebody else on the call was like, I just have to raise my hand and share. Like you being so vulnerable last week made like really, really connected with me. And that conversation really helped me too. And then I was able to benefit from the coaching that was given as well. So I just want to say thank you. Like things like this, I feel like make the group dynamic so powerful in the calls so powerful because it goes beyond the data. So again, I like to think of it as like a 360 like checkpoint where it's like, okay, what is your stoplight saying? What is all of the data saying? Like what is your like week to week, like outside of the plan saying? And then let's talk about anything else that's coming up on our calls. So you're not getting the like what you signed up for just for me is like simply not an option. Like I have too many protocols in place. I'm way too proud of this program and I'm way too competitive. So at the same time, I do like to emphasize like my ladies don't sign up and be like, oh, Jenny's just going to do everything for me and just take care of me. I don't have to lift a finger. That is not the case at all. But all of my ladies are so type based, so go-getters that that's nothing I ever have to worry about. But I still like to add that in there. Now, Create Your Shape is open for enrollment right now. And I have seen it all. This is the 23rd round of Create Your Shape. So I have everything in place to ensure my ladies make progress. So you can go to Jenny the Nutritionist. .com/create-your-shape now if you'd like to apply. And then once your application gets approved, then you can automatically get signed up. And then when you get signed up, you will get a email in your inbox, the welcome email that has instructions so you can get started. So I'm super excited for all the ladies who have already joined. Thursday is the final day to apply. So make sure to get your application in before that. And then I will see you inside the Create Your Shape program. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at jennythenutritionist.